Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Adam, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who called the Bishop St. John Neumann, renowned for his charity and pastoral service, to shepherd your people in America, grant by his intercession that as we foster the Christian education of youth and strengthened by the witness of brotherly love, we may constantly increase the family of your church through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, this is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Unlike Cain, who belonged to the evil one and slaughtered his brother. Why did he slaughter him? Because his own works were evil and those of his brother were righteous. Do not be amazed then, brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Whoever does not love remains in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life remaining in him. The way we came to know love was that he laid down his life for us, so we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If someone who has worldly means sees a brother in need and refuses him compassion, how can the love of God remain in him? Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth, and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemn, for God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God. The word of the Lord. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us, his we are. His people, the flock he tends. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. The Lord is good, the Lord whose kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Philip, before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see the sky open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's gospel is one that is very familiar to us. It's the calling of it's Philip going to Jesus and Jesus saying to him, "Follow me." And we have Philip, after he encounters the Lord and begins to follow him, go and get his friend Nathanael. Nathanael comes to him and Jesus says, "I know you. I saw you under the fig tree before Philip went and got you." And this rises in Nathanael's heart a question. How do you know me? Jesus goes on to explain how he knows him, and Nathanael responds with an act of faith. Oftentimes throughout our own lives, we have a tendency to go to the Lord, and we tell him about our circumstances, but we don't necessarily tell him about how we are in that circumstances or the deeper questions that oftentimes are stirring within our hearts in regards to our circumstances. Whether our circumstances are going great and everything's awesome, a lot of times we'll go to the Lord and we'll thank him, which is a proper response. But also, too, going to the Lord and saying, "Jesus, there's something stirring within my heart that I want to share with you. There's something deep within there that I don't know that words can express, and I want you to participate in it with me. Because you are my God, you've given me life, and I'm very grateful for that, and I want to share this with you." Or whether our circumstances aren't going so well, we find ourselves in a difficult situation, a lot of times we'll go to the Lord and we'll say, "This relationship's falling apart," or, "Lord, like, I'm experiencing dryness in prayer, and things are kind of frustrating in that regard." Instead of going to the deeper movements of our heart and expressing to Jesus, like in that dry prayer, instead of bringing him the dryness, we tell him about it. But if we bring him the dryness and say, "Jesus, I miss you. Jesus, I want to experience you near to me, and I don't. And this causes my prayer to be dry, and it's frustrating, Lord." Bringing him the reality of those desires that we're expressing is something that can help us draw into a deeper relationship that the Lord has called us to. So in today, when Nathanael asks him, like, "How do you know me? Like, how do you know who I am? I've never seen you before." And the Lord, in telling him, like, "I saw you under the fig tree." Now, we don't know what happened in Nathanael's life that led him to the fig tree, or what occurred at the fig tree, that when the Lord expressed this, it moved Nathanael deeply. It moved Nathanael to recognize that the person he was talking to is God, not just some random person that his friend met on the street and wanted to introduce him to, but that he truly understand that there is something more here. There's a deeper relationship that I'm invited to here. This man knows who I am. And he expressed an area of my life to me, and I was moved by that to faith. Just as it was with Nathaniel years and years and years and years ago, so it is with each one of us, with each one of you, with everyone that we encounter, that the Lord desires that deeper relationship. The Lord desires to be in a profound and unique relationship with each one of us. He wants to be in a relationship with you that he doesn't want with anybody else. It's part of the reason why he created you. He wants to have a relationship with you personally. A deep, a profound, a very, very real relationship that started by virtue of your creation. You were brought into the family of the church at baptism, and he continues to desire to have more of your heart, because when the Lord has more of our heart, that's where we find peace. That's where we find that we're loved. That's where difficult things in our life, whether they make sense or not, we realize don't have a claim over who we are, but only God's love for us. It's now that we truly realize that we are who we are in relationship to God and nothing else and no one else. So that as we continue to draw on that deeper relationship with the Lord in this life, he may welcome us into eternal life in the next. With that, let us offer our petitions to the Father. For our Holy Father, and for all our bishops and priests, and especially for the soul of Pope Benedict XVI, who is being laid to rest today, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, that God will rise up leaders who will vow to protect human life and religious liberty, we pray to the Lord. For all young people on this feast of Saint John Neumann, that they may be afforded the opportunity for education and other necessities essential to the dignity of every human person, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Joseph Gilwood, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
Heavenly Father, we ask that you hear all of these prayers, for we ask them through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Merciful Father, look upon the gifts we have placed on your altar and grant that we may reflect the image of Christ your Son, just as you granted to St. John Neumann to imitate what he celebrated, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, from the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eyes of our mind, so that as we recognize in him God made visible, we may be caught up through him in love of things invisible. So with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other this sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Spiritual Communion. For those who are watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Let us pray. Refreshed by our participation in the memorial of the death and resurrection of your Son, we ask, O Lord, that by the example of St. John Neumann, we may experience the power of this sacrament and remain constantly in the Church by the bond of unity and truth. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for our Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow at noon central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of this, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
Explaining the Catholic faith and how you can live it and share it too. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Hi, Lily. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Cale. This is my first time calling. I love your shows both.
Oh, thank you.
I love the image comparing our religious life or our faith to running. I've participated in a couple marathons, and that is exactly how I view my faith and my religious journey. It's such an emotional roller coaster, and sometimes you feel like you can't go another step. In the marathons, you have, you know, the people that are cheering you on, and I just view them as like the same, you know, you can do it, and it's so overwhelming when you get to that finish line, running the good race, because that is definitely what it is.
The Cale Clark Show.
The saints, the angels in heaven who have gone before, they want us to get there.
Afternoons at 5 Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
The Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky.
Is that you, Emmy Lou?
Yes.
It's been a while.
Been a while.
What's your prayer intention?
It's my birthday.
It is?
Oh,
how old
birthday.
Are you?
I'm 6.
Happy birthday to you.
The happiest half hour of your day.
My birthday was on Saturday. I want you to sing for me, too.
We will. You got to say you're under 10 years old.
Yeah, right.
The Family Rosary Across America.
7 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio.